Well, I flew to LA for the very first time and met Howie Klein and Seymour Stein. They said, Wes, we do this Christmas thing and we got all the acts to sing. I said, what do you want? Do you want to cover a Winter Wonderland or something? They said, do what you like. So this is called Talking Christmas Goodwill Blues. This is how it goes. Here it goes. Well, Christmas comes but once a year, 364 days to get your ass in gear. And he's a sucker, he's a fool, the man who don't revere the Yule. So this Christmas it's just me and you, and a large helping of sweet baby Jesus. May all your Christmases be very white and your Boxing Days be out of sight, but spare a thought when you give the gifts for the people doing Christmas shifts. Christmas is a time for giving, like lifetime is a time for living. Yeah. Well, they say that money's taken over and no one wants a cheap leg over, pull over. They say that when any bell rings, one of God's children gets his wings. Talking of wings, there's a sign in LAX that says 495 shopping days till the Christmas after this one. Buy now, cry later. So deck your halls with mistletoe and save your cents and hope it snows and watch some old films on TV, but don't knock down the Christmas tree. 'Cause you'll be cleaning up pine needles in July. That's a universal truth, unfortunately. Christmas hootenanny. Twelve drummers drumming, 11 pipes piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids of milk, 7 swans swimming, 6 geese lay, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves. And her apartment's in a big mess. And the ASPCA's not too happy either. So I'm behind the speakers over here wishing you a hip-hop happy new year, a wicked Christmas and the coolest Yule if you're by a fire or in a swimming pool. John Wesley Harding's the name, and this is the groove. He was never known to make a foolish move. Watch out for the record when it hits the shelves. Happy Christmas, enjoy your elves. That's all, folks.
Joseph was so surprised with admirers. the grip. There was something in that song's eyes that magnetically took one in. Like a messiah and a fire, like the train around a tire, with grip all roads to fortune and fame. And it happened on Christmas Day. Christmas Day. Christmas Day. So where would Christmas be without
set me straight when I was three. He told me just how my life would be. He said, son, you're not always gonna live here in Atlanta. You see, I made a deal with your immortal soul, and one day soon you'll move to the pole, the north one, that is. That's why I named you Santa. Well, he started to train me that very day. He said, boy, take a ride in this flying sleigh. I said, pop, first I better take a slug of this here my Lanta. I said, there's no need, boy, don't let it bother you. These magic reindeer know what to do, I tell you. Life ain't easy for a boy named Santa. It was Atlanta, Georgia, July to boot. I'm wearing mistletoe in a big red suit. The other kids would laugh and call me strange. When I told my dad that my friends would kid me, he took me up on the roof and threw me down the chimney. Got stuck in the flu and I cried and cursed my name. Then my dad said, boy, don't you think it's weird that you're 6 years old and have a big white beard? It's your destiny, son, and ho-ho-ho's your mantra. Pop, it's 110 and this suit is smelly. I'm a small boy with a great big belly. I said, my name is Santa. I don't fit in my panties. He said, it's a tough job, son, and it don't pay squat. You gotta keep your eye on a billion snots. And one night a year, you gotta fly around the planet up. But at least you won't be by yourself. You'll share your house with 100 elves. You're a mortal boy with an obese wife who loves to rave and rant. Now let me get this straight. Tell me it's a lie. I got a big fat wife and I'll never die. I eat milk and cookies till they're coming out of my gluteus maximus. Well, I'm up here now and on Christmas Day I'll visit your kids in my flying sleigh. But if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him the Easter Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy, or Tinkerbell, or Humpty Dumpty, or Labor Day Larry, or Cupid, or Hanukkah Hank, or 4th of July Felix, maybe, or Groundhog Day Greg, yeah, or Halloweeny, or Veterans Day Vince.
Child, is this too late to rest? Our Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, babe, the Son of Mary. I say, woe. Sweet child of mine, I say, whoa, sweet Lord of mine. So bring up incense, gold and myrrh. the son of Mary. I say, oh, 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 sweet child of mine.
Child would bring unto the world a simple, timeless message of peace and love. You know, it's a message that can still guide us today when we feel lost and lonely, when we see a world spinning out of control, when we just want to throw up our hands and say,
where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go now?
It's the perfect gift for your child. It's Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie's even more fun than regular Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie's filled with plastic explosives, so when you pull her hair... You stupid kid. You got blood on your new dress. Now go get changed. The new Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Poke out your eye kitten, sold separately.
I don't want no stockings without a pretty girl in them. I don't want no angel on top of a Christmas tree. Without my baby, I don't want Christmas. Come on, Santa, bring my baby back to me. Don't want to hear no sleigh bells when I'm hungover. Don't tell me it's snowing, I don't want to see. Without my baby, I don't want Christmas. Come on, Santa, bring my baby back to me. Pour out all my liquor if there's a bottle I ain't drunk. I sober up and remember what made her leave. And I will be a good boy for the rest of my whole life if you will do this one small thing for me. No roaring fire can ever warm my heart up. Don't tell me it's snowing, I don't want to see. Without my baby, I don't want Christmas. Come on, Santa, bring my baby back to me. I don't want to see. Without my baby, I don't want Christmas. Come on, Santa, bring my baby back to me. Come on, Santa, bring my baby back to me.
On Christmas Eve, that would be Santa Claus and me. He'll bring you candies and he'll bring you gifts. Fill up your stockings with whatever you wish. I'm your paper boy, I gotta work too. And your horoscope. Working all night just to listen to the radio. I deliver in the pouring rain, a blizzard and a hurricane. Winter, spring, summer, fall, bringing the news to you all. Merry Christmas from your paper boy. I hope this season brings you joy. If I see Santa on my paper route, I'll remind him not to forget your house. We'll be right back. would be Santa Claus and me. You bring your candies and I'll bring your gifts. Fill up your stockings with whatever you wish.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Hello there, little ones. You say your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your erector set and Grandma can't get out? And someone opened a window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, tiny tots?
Well, put your head down low and take a run in the snow with that devil-may-care Christmas spirit. For the whole world singing that happy song, merrily we roll along. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That sled!
Hey there, Moppets. You see, your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it? And you ate so many candy sticks your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it? And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house? And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle? Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet. It's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Well, lift your head up high and take a flop on the ice with that melody ringing in your head and a hefty ulidi in your heart. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. Those skates.
Hey there, boobies. You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him? And your little doggie swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy? And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home, and while you're wandering in the fields you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for a nice cold river, and your little toy grocery store went out of business? Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the slush with that dignity and stick-to-itiveness that you show Mars, you show Pluto, you show the wedding it off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That old Christmas spirit, no matter who broke your new bicycle. This is the old philosopher saying, Merry Christmas, cousins, and a hefty doodle-dee-dee. Come on, Thunder, come on, Richard, and a hefty doodle-dee-dee. And you want to keep moving.
Christmas, Christmas, good old family Christmas. Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, the tree fell on the floor.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, there's someone at the door.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, your relatives are here.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Aren't they a little early, dear?
Oh, oh boy, oh joy, what a happy holiday. Yuletide spirit, if you listen, you can hear it. Ding dong, ding dong, how can anything go wrong? Oh boy, oh joy, what a holiday. Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, the baby's in the pie.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, the pie is in my eye.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, your nephew has a cough.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, does bubblegum come off?
Oh, oh boy, oh joy, what a happy holiday. Yuletide spirit, if you listen, you can hear it. Ding dong, ding dong, how can anything go wrong? Oh boy, oh joy, what a holiday. Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, I heard your grandpa shout.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, he's in and can't get out.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, your mother sent us a goose.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
Mabel, your mother's goose is loose. Oh boy, oh joy, what a happy holiday. Yuletide spirit, if you listen, you can hear it.
Ding dong, ding dong, how can anything go wrong? Oh boy, oh joy, what a holiday.
Mabel, Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
Well, all right. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It's up to you. And welcome to The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And guess what? Well, unless you haven't been out of the house for a couple of days, you must realize that we're right in the middle of another holiday season. Where do they get them all from? I don't know. Anyway, I go out of my way all year long to bring you weird, especially weird music that I can give to you for Christmas. And tonight is no exception. A lot of this stuff has been around for a while, but that's okay. You probably never heard it before, because that's what I do, so that you don't have to, all right? You have more important things to do, so this is what I do for you for Christmas. No need to thank me. Just, don't shoot me, okay? Give me 3 steps, all right? So we got a big playlist tonight, so I should get busy on this, all right? We started with Talking Christmas Goodwill Blues was John Wesley Harding. He was born Wesley Stace in England. Busy guy. He's got like 20 albums, a couple of books, you know. Squeeze after that, Christmas Day. Probably the one recording that set me off on this Christmas craze. I had heard it once and decided that I wanted to include it on a greeting to all my friends and family, which started the idea of the KBC Christmas cassette, which kept going for close to 30 years. I no longer do that. Okay, just so you know. But anyway, that kind of got the ball rolling. And gosh, I'm kind of sorry. But anyway, we also heard A Boy Named Santa from the Teen Angels. What Sweet Child of Mine Is This was The Wonderful World of Joey from 1996. Joey was Joey Sheehy. I have no idea who he is. Fruitcakes for Christmas was Dave Rudolph from an album called A Completely Cracked Christmas. He's from the Chicago area. And if you're around there this week, you could find them playing in Peoria sometime this week, okay? Killer Spam after that, The Exploding Barbie, Come On Santa was The Grave Robbers, Lee Harris, Christmas with the Paperboy, Reindeer Can Fly was Arnie Hansen and his guitar spellers. I believe they're from Australia or New Zealand, one of those places. Winter Wonderland was Fleming and John, Fleming McWilliams and her husband, John Painter. They're out of Nashville. And then we heard from our old friend, Eddie Lawrence, a tried and true chestnut, Merry Old Philosopher. Okay, and then Let's Have a Merry, Merry Christmas was David Seville. Real name, Ross Bagdasarian Sr., and that goes back to 1953. All right, so we got a lot of these kind of stupid things for you. I'm kind of clearing out my cobwebby head and pushing it off on you. Merry Christmas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here at the Albert Hall, and in the presence of Her Royal Majesty...
I got your Royal Majesty right here, mate.
Yes, quite. Her Royal Majesty, we are privileged to welcome Mr. Stiff McNasty.
That's me, mate.
Who will be regaling us...
What?
Who will be regaling us with, with the first performance of the 12 Days of Christmas. This groundbreaking performance... Yes, as I was saying, this groundbreaking performance involves the very latest technology, and of course it is all done in the best possible taste.
Taste this, mate.
Oh, yes, thank you. Singing alongside Mr. Stiff McNasty is the latest star of the classical world, renowned countertenor Alfredo Sin Cojones.
Right, get on with it.
Yes, of course. So, with no more ado, we welcome to the stage Mr. McNasty and Mr. Sin Cojones.
Right, then, we'd like to do a little song about Spam.
On the first day of Christmas, the Spammer sent to me an ad for pornography.
Good evening, Luster! Do you hate spam? Louder, do you hate spam? I can't hear you. On the second day of Christmas, a spammer sent to me
two stupid jokes and an ad for pornography.
day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me six extremists pranking.
Oh, outside the ring.
Four river lambs.
Eight sheep wears.
Two stupid dogs.
And a little bulldog like me. On the same day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me sending down a 36 extremists pranking.
Four MLMs, three cheap wares, two stupid jokes, and an egg for pornography. And on the eighth day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me eight investment bankers,
seven bonds to me,
six extremists ranting,
four website rings, four MLMs, three cheap wares.
Would it be too much of an inconvenience to say it to both? On the ninth day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me seven murder, 26 extremists racket.
Four outside rings.
Four in the land.
Three cheap ones. Two stupid jokes. And an ad for pornography.
On the tenth day of Christmas, a spammer sent to me tickets for Viagra.
Nine with a boob and eight tickets for Memphis.
Keep going.
Seven bottles, 26 extremists racket.
Once again.
Four in the land.
Four in the land. Three cheap wares. Two stupid jokes. And an ad for pornography.
On the 11th day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me 11 bulky mails.
10 hits for Viagra.
9 Windows Bromans.
8 investment bankers.
10 volatiles.
6 extremists renting.
5 website rings.
4 MLMs. 3
cheap wares.
2 stupid jokes.
And an ad for pornography.
On the 12th day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me 10 untrue rumors.
10 bulky mails.
10 hits for Viagra.
9 Windows Bromans.
8 investment bankers.
7 volatiles.
6 extremists renting.
I wonder if he's ever thought of tuning his guitar.
I'll tell you about the 12 days of Christmas. Oh,
hey, tell them about Christmas, real Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, the police sent to me the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, the police sent to me two black guys and the SWAT team in a pear tree.
Yeah.
On the third day of Christmas, the police sent to me three bench warrants, two black guys and the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the police sent to me four cops calling our cars, three bench warrants, two black guys, and a SWAT team in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the police sent to me 5 years in the pen. Four cops calling our cars, three bench warrants, two black guys, and the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, the police sent to me six cops pepper spraying, 5 years in the pen. Four cops calling all cars, three bench warrants, two black guys, and the SWAT team in a pantry. On the seventh day of Christmas, the police sent to me six Navy SEALs swimming, six pepper 5 years in the pen. Four cops on your cars, three bitch boys, two black eyes, and the SWAT team in a pantry.
That was pepper spray.
The police sent to me eight lawyers lying,
that's
seven
what happened to us.
Six cops pepper spray. 5 years in the
pantry.
Four cops on your car, three bitch boys, two black eyes, and the SWAT team in a pantry. On the ninth day of Christmas, the police sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight lawyers lying.
Jody, slow your ass down. Slow down, we can have this shit.
Four cops calling our car, three bench warrants, two black guys, and a SWAT team in a pitch.
Yeah, I got your day
of Christmas, the police sent you.
12 days of Christmas in the county jail. Fuck the 12 days of Christmas. We gotta come up with some other Christmas songs,
On the first day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the second day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the third day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Brian Cypher Fest and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the fourth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Al Zato attacking Brian Cypher Fest and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the fifth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Cypher Fest and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the sixth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Newsome a-catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Cypher passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the seventh day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Darden intercepting Newsome a-catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Cypher passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the eighth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me the cardiac kids a-winning, Darden intercepting, Newsome a-catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Cypher passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the 12th day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me the Browns in the playoffs, Dave Logan leaping, Doug Deacon blocking, DeLeona hiking, cardiac kids a-winning, Darden intercepting, Newsome a-catching, all the Pruitts move. Al Zato attacking Brian Cypher passing Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl
team. Amber called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all meet with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. Was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like him and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father, sons, and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning Lewis from the old and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Thank you. Pockets, Uncle Pockets, Uncle Pockets, Uncle Pockets.
Hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, Alakazam and he comes to you. Uncle Pockets, Uncle Pockets with his magic pockets. Hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, Alakazam and he finds for you. Mops and tops and lollipops, also a canoe. Which could be worn as a shoe.
A shoe!
Could be worn as a shoe. And the most amazing thing about the pockets where he's got them, they all have tops, but they don't seem to have any bottom. So hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, Alakazam, and it's true. From a supersonic motor to a double chocolate soda, there's nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got. Also a yacht, nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got. Got a scooter full of chrome work, a brush to make your comb work, a magic pencil that will do your homework, and balls if you can bat 'em, a cat that eats macadam, an atomizer if you find an atom, a telephone to chat on, a mat to put your cat on, a frying pan that has a cowboy hat on, which when you come to think of it, isn't very strange, for a pot should be at home on the range.
Oh, now we know on whom to depend for rockets and sockets and sprockets.
You do? On who?
On whom?
All right, on whom and you may depending.
On the man with the pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets and pockets. Whoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, Alakazam and he comes to you.
Uncle Pockets with his magic pockets.
Whoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, Alakazam and he finds for you.
Mops and tops and lollipops, also a canoe. Which could be worn as a shoe.
A shoe!
Could be worn as a shoe.
And the most amazing thing about the pockets where he's got them, they all have tops,
but they don't seem to have any bottom.
So hoop-dee-doo and hullabaloo, Alakazam, and it's true. From a supersonic motor to a double chocolate soda, there's nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got.
Also a yacht.
Nothing Uncle Pockets hasn't got. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what,
no matter what.
Day. Ooh, it's good old Santa, my want to lose your life. Santa baby, don't be in a hurry. Santa baby, don't be merry, worry. There'll be no white Christmas for you. I'll deck your halls with laurel and hardy. So watch out, big guy, don't think you're a smarty. There'll be a fire in my chimney, and I'm not a liar, cause your chestnuts will be roasted on an open fire.
Said the redneck to his bubba friend, hey y'all, watch this.
Hey y'all, watch this.
From the trailer top he said again, hey y'all, watch this.
Hey y'all, watch this.
I'm gonna run and jump over the pig pen and land in the above ground pool and prove to Darlene I'm really cool. Said the bubba friends to the redneck, you ain't gonna make it.
You ain't gonna make it.
But it'll be funny, so what the heck. You ain't gonna make it.
You ain't gonna make it.
Go get the camera, boys. We'll be a hit on the TV and pay for our party Christmas Eve. We'll have more PBR than we can drink. So the redneck took off running across the trailer, and Grandma said,
did you hear what I heard?
Hear what I hear.
Santa's on the roof, look out the window. She said,
did you hear what I hear?
Yeah, I heard that, Granny.
They looked out and saw someone flying through the air with just a Santa hat and work boots on. Grandma passed out, we thought she was gone.
Was she gone?
You gotta keep listening if you want to find out if Grandma's dead or not.
On Christmas morning, Grandma opened up her eyes. She said, did you sing what I sing?
Did you sing what I sing?
Last night I saw Santa flying butt naked across the sky.
Don't tell her any different.
Did you sing what I sing?
She thinks she saw Santa.
All he had on was a red hat and dirty work
boots, and on his rear, you won't believe what I seen. A heart-shaped tattoo that said, Darlene.
We'll stop at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve. The frogs are hibernating underground. No more buzzing motors. No more cranking gear. No more whirling engines to be found. No more running robots. No electricity, nothing being broadcast on TV. The oscilloscope will be off, the calibrators won't be calibrating, the power lines are sleeping in the trees. All the machines will stop at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve. The angel song is carried on the breeze.
Having returned from the hinterland of playlists past, I am here with playlist present. Okay, we started out with the Lauren Swelk Orchestra. Not what I'm. Listen carefully. Lauren Swelk Orchestra. No information on them at all. I think they're from LA. That's a pretty good guess, right? That was called The 12 Spams of Christmas, and you could probably find it on Bandcamp. Afro Man, after that, The 12 J's of Christmas, for those of you who can finally imbibe legally. The 12 Days of Cleveland Browns Christmas was Elliot, Walter, and Bennett from an album that contained, I forget, either 10 or 12 of those different versions of the same song to NFL teams from 1979. Not for the squeamish, okay? The Christians and the Pagans was, of course, Dar Williams, our local Mount Kisco product. She grew up in Chappaqua. Eartha Kitt, kind of an answer song to her own song, this year's Santa Claus, that was, this year's Santa Baby. And I don't know if that's a follow-up or an answer or just something different. I don't care. I'm playing it for you anyway. And now it's too late because you already heard it. I Want a Horse. I Want a Horse was Linda Ronstadt and Wendy Waldman from 1980 in an album called In Harmony with Sesame Street. Includes the entire section there with her. You know, Russ Kunkel, Danny Korchmer, Waddy Wachtel, etc., etc. And I'm going to tell you right now, and you can laugh if you want, but that's probably one of my favorite songs of all times. I mean, of anything I ever heard anywhere. And I've been there, my friends. But that one always makes me kind of messed up a little bit. Uncle Pockets was Danny Kaye. Of course, you remember him. That's not really a Christmas song, but close enough. Just like I Want a Horse is not really a Christmas song, but okay. Santa Claus Goes Modern was Bobby Boyle, probably really Terry Summers from MSR. And she's actually covering a different version of that song. Or maybe they were covering her. I don't know. But Rod Keith did a version of that song. Or Rod Rogers. I don't know how to keep those people straight. Santa Baby, You Kiss My Wife, You Lose Your Life was Ted Franco. Don't know anything about him either, except that I hope I don't meet him in a dark alley sometime in the dead of night. Just doesn't sound like a win-win thing, you know? Did You Hear What I Heard was Sly Dog and the Rednecks, followed by Eyeball Hurt and The Medicine, I swear to God. All the machines will stop at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And they're from, like, somewhere way out in Western Canada, like Edmonton or Winnipeg, somewhere like that. And I did contact them, but I never really heard from them again. I asked them to send me some stuff, and they never did. But anyway, I got some more for you. I got more Christmas next week. Please have a good week. ¶¶
baggy Christmas stockings were lying on the floor. The empty Christmas wrappings looked like there'd been a war. The children weren't nestled or snuggled in their beds. They went a belly whopping down the stairs on their sleds. Then Ma tried on her Christmas hat and felt just like a queen. Till Pa found out how much it cost and turned all red and green. The Christmas tree was lit up and so was Uncle Si. He thought he was a reindeer and insisted he could fly. He hollered out, "Hey Blitzen, why don't you wait for me?" Then landed right smack in the middle of the Christmas tree. Uncle Harry was parading up and down the hall, a-breaking in new slippers, a half a size too small. My sister and her boyfriend were fighting toe-to-toe. She caught him a-kissing someone else beneath the mistletoe. Then Paul got out his squirrel gun, the one he got from Ma. Now he was only cleaning it, but blasted down the wall. The baby started crying, and Ma said, "Can't you see? Christmas comes but once a year, and that's enough for me." And then from in the fireplace, there rose up such a clatter. We ran into the parlor to see what was the matter. The chimney was a-shaking, the soot fell all about. A voice within was bellerin', "Won't someone let me out?" We looked upon the rooftop, and much to our surprise, we saw 8 little reindeer, but no one there to ride. Then Paul poked up the chimney, he used a great big stick, and all at once came tumbling down a feller called Saint Nick. All covered up with ashes from his head right to his foot, and when he spoke from out his beard fell 20 pounds of soot. "Since Christmas Eve I've been in there, I'd like to make it clear, if you don't get your chimney fixed, I won't be back next year." And then as quick as lightning, he sprang up to his sleigh. He gave a little whistle, and soon was on his way. But I could hear him holler as he drove out of sight, "A Merry Christmas to you all, and to you all, good night."
Now here's the real deal. A visit from St. Nicholas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap, I just settle our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them my name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, come Comet on, Cupid on, Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And dry leaves that before wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle mount to the sky. So up to the house top the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys they had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. And I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Well, we really burned that to the ground. What's next?
In a shocking turn of events, Trump has used eminent domain to seize the deed to the North Pole.
Turns out Santa, a socialist, by the way, hired a bunch of illegal elves to make toys. Lock them up, fellas. I'm Santa now.
Hold on. I just wanted to give toys to all the kids.
Go to hell, commie.
Okay, let me tell you. We're going to make Christmas great again. No more free toys. We're going to be doing away with that. I accept all major credit cards and cash. Traveler's checks as well, but there's a fee. Putin, buddy, thank you for rigging the election.
My pleasure. I bring you traditional housewarming gift of ballistic missile.
These elves are bad hombres, okay? They're criminals, toy makers, and some, I assume, are good people, but probably not.
When I was child, mother said I could not have BB rifle, for I would shoot eye out. This is true story that happened to me only.
We're going to bring back jobs to the coal industry. Put it in their stockings. You know who I mean. The liberal media, the Hamilton cast, and of course my ex-wives. Get that baby out of here.
But it's the baby Jesus.
Get it out. And another thing. Okay, these sugar plum fairies getting married? Not on my watch. When you're Santa, I mean, you can do whatever. Grab them by the antlers. Look at this one. Obviously too fat to even fly. Ease up on the barley, sweetheart, okay? I'm calling for a total ban on gingerbread men, okay? How can we tell who's good and who's gluten-free? They all look the same. You are a total flop at the reindeer games, okay? With your medical condition, blinking from the nose or blinking from wherever, Rudolph, you're fired. Milk and cookies is for losers. Where's the caviar?
I couldn't afford it.
Well, then you should have borrowed money from your dad. I'm blaming this on Obama.
I know a place where your talents would serve us all. Ride with me to hell.
This could be huge for me. Take the frankincense and myrrh. I'm keeping the gold. By the way, I'm going to tear this manger down and build a beautiful gold casino.